Hello and welcome to the podcast, The Points to Ponder. Here we'll be talking about various topics in order to raise awareness and change some old misconceptions and hopefully together make a better world for the generations to come. The idea is to make baby steps towards this grand goal. Today, we'll talk about biologically different brains and the negative effect that they can have on the individual. Can this be helped in any way or even prevented? If we do, they'll build for us. If we don't, they'll destroy what we have already built, said Professor Frank Wood, a neuropsychologist in Violent Minds TV show. Nowadays, we're faced with a growing number of predators and criminals than ever. We know that violence creates only more violence. But at the moment, it appears that we are only dealing with the consequences and are not preventing the problem from occurring in the first place. It seems as though we're patiently just waiting for it to happen. And then, when it does, we're shocked and most certainly will blame the doer for all the wrong done. As it turns out, the brain is also to blame. According to science, potential criminals and predators are visible via a brain scan, even from a very young age. At the moment, only a few kids whose parents are worried and willing to help receive needed assistance on time, while others end up in jail with a wasted life and damage done to others. These brains are functioning in a different way, and they have a low arousal. This is an ADD or attentional deficit, or ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and antisocial personality disorder. For this reason, these individuals seek self-stimulation in order to reach normal arousal. This comes with birth complications, such as lack of oxygen and so on during the birth delivery. Recognizing these differences on time and treating them is crucial for a healthy society. We're not handling it well enough, and if at all, in some cases. Sadly, I know of many kids in the US who have been prescribed drugs only. This only is simply not enough. There are ways to change their behavior with professional training and observation. In my opinion, we're looking at it wrongly. Therefore, we're addressing it wrongly. It seems that we only look at the superficial side of things and describe people in a very narrow terms. Again, we're not deeply looking at the complexity of the brain and its limitations in some cases. Not long ago, the movie Sound of Freedom was released. For some people, this was a shocker, and probably some are still unable to take in all that they have seen. The problem of pedophilia in the world is huge. Certainly, there are other kinds of violence against children and animals as well, such as physical or verbal violence. In other words, the weak, poor, and vulnerable are the target. Kids who have been physically abused in their early childhood, even as babies and toddlers, are more likely to develop psychopathy. A child that was not given love becomes loveless. This child would have no consciousness and is led by rage. Beth Thomas's case was a great example of reactive detachment disorder. She was called the rage child. She wrote a book called Dandelion on My Pillow, Butcher Knife Beneath. She was saved and helped, and now she helps others heal from trauma. Many would say that sex trafficking is a problem in poor countries solely. Well, the richest countries have this problem as well. Also, they're the buyers. Whichever country the US has attacked, it left poverty and sex trafficking problems behind. It started with the military, of course. So many lives have been affected by this poor system, including my own. I wish I had someone to talk to when I was bullied or going through my own trauma as a teen. Someone who could give me the right guidance and assistance. Generally speaking, all teens have a hard time adjusting and understanding their own emotions. I can see many benefits of this program. I wish it was taken more seriously in a preventative sense. Now, the question is, how can this be prevented? In my mind, the only logical way would be to have a mandatory time with a psychiatrist in school at least once a week as early as possible in kids' life. Moreover, the kids who are homeschooled should also have this class mandatory. Clearly, these doctors should also have regular audits. There are many useless things kids learn at school and they don't prepare them for their future or help them grow into the better version of themselves. Learning to love and respect nature, animals, and people. Being an empathetic and caring individual is vital for a healthy and prosperous society. The negative outcome should be prevented for the benefit of the whole society. We need to join our minds and create a better world. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. And that would be all for today from me. I hope you enjoyed the listening. Hope to hear from you. You can leave a comment for the episode on the Instagram if you wish. This would be greatly appreciated, of course. Thank you again for listening and have a lovely day.